If you're a busy woman raising children and you want to learn to reverse engineer how you want to feel in all areas of your life, listen up. For the first time ever, I am teaching my energetic time management process. Not only am I teaching it live, but you're getting one-on-one access to me. Yes, you heard that correctly. You can reach out to me personally and get feedback on how this process is working in your life. So head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/workshop. As soon as you register, you are going to get a pre-recorded training video that you can watch over and over and over again that also has an accompanied PDF, step by step. I'm literally showing you step by step. You're also going to be given the details to reach out to me one-on-one and my team so we can support you as you're integrating this work in your busy schedule. And we're also going to be throwing in 2 live group Q&A calls. So come ask your questions. I'm going to show you how to integrate energetic time management, not just at home, but in your work as well. Ask all your questions and I'm there to help you live in alignment with how you want to feel. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/workshop and join us live today in May.
Mom is in Control, episode 185. Guys, today is all about managing your energy, not your time. So if you're new to the podcast, welcome. Mom is in Control is about helping you feel in control of your life, your work, your parenting, your relationships, your money, your energy, and your time. It's interesting because the more and more I dive into my work as a coach, but also my own personal development, I notice this trend of there is no perfect solution. This truly is about helping you trust yourself and go, what works for me? What doesn't work for me? It's all about self-awareness. It's about mindfulness, right? The more you know yourself, the more successful you become because you know what's working and what's not. And you're leading your life from a place of the internal work and not externally going, well, she's doing that or he's doing that, so I need to do that. Or I need to parent like this because that's the way my parents parented, or that's what the teacher told me, or that's what the doctor told me, or that's what Heather told me. You really need to start living life by your design instead of living by default, everybody else's design of who they want you to be. So before we get into energetic time management and why it's really important to start managing your energy and not your time, I know that might be a completely new concept for you. I just want to talk about today's sponsors for the show. So we have 2 sponsors. So excited. We have Audibles. If you're not familiar with Audibles, it is the audiobook version of any book that you want to listen to. They have over 180,000 copies, so you can check them out. They're giving you a free credit with a 30-day trial if you go to audibletrial.com/Heather Chauvin. audibletrial.com/Heather Chauvin. Last name spelled Chauvin. And all you have to do is register with, and I'm pretty sure you don't even need a credit card, and you will be gifted a free credit so you can start listening to any book you desire. My current listen is The Woman Code, and it's all about helping you. I think her name's Alyssa Beatty. It's all about helping you rebalance your hormones, but in a very holistic, integrative approach. And the interesting part about this is after treatment, after chemo, my hormones were out of whack, and it's been 4 years and they're still a little cray cray. But as women, we, you know, when we're managing our hormones and we're co-creating our life, feeling like completely integrated into our body, your brain starts to function better. Everything starts to function better. And when we do this, we realize how big the connections are in our lives, that our hormones are out of whack. hence the reason why we're yelling so much at our children, or our hormones are out of whack, hence the reason why we have no libido, or our hormones are out of whack, hence the reason why we don't have energy and motivation and all of these things. So, you know, it will come full circle to what I'm talking about today, but understand that you have so much more control over things that you than you give yourself credit for. So again, if Audibles is something you're interested in, then check that link out. It's also in the show notes. The other sponsor today for today's podcast is Dr. Shefali. So Dr. Shefali has an event coming up. It's called the Evolve Conference. It's in Long Beach, California. It's September 15th to the 17th. I will personally be there. So if you check that out and if you come, you will see me and we can hug and you can say hello. I was there 2 years ago and it just confirmed a lot of things for me that, you know, living this conscious lifestyle, parenting consciously, becoming the best version of yourself, feeling fully self-expressed is the greatest gift that you will ever give your children. If you want to attend Dr. Shefali's conference, you can head on over to momisincontrol.com/evolve. That's momisincontrol.com/evolve. And when you do check out that link, if you do purchase it through my link, you will be gifted the Teach Your Kid to Meditate program for free. And that's a $400 value. All right, guys, let's dive into today's topic. So energetic time management. I've talked about this over and over again. I always say, are you living in alignment with how you want to feel? And people say to me, well, clearly I'm not, Heather, because I don't feel good or I feel out of alignment in my life. So the essence of it is we need to manage our energy, not our time. I just found an article on Fast Company. Let me see if I could check it out here. I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it now because it's there we go. Okay. So Fast Company and author Flip Brown, who is the author of Balance Effectiveness at Work and How to Enjoy the Fruits of Your Labor Without Driving Yourself Nuts. Yes. Keyword, key phrase, without driving yourself nuts. So he talks about, we choose to think of time as a static fixed thing, but we all have the experience that when we go to the doctor's office, each minute can be excruciating. But for example, when I'm out snowboarding on untracked powder, time is magically suspended. Most of us have certain time of the day and certain tasks that feel effortless. And he also talks about, you know, we all try to squeeze more hours in the day. Time management is not the answer. Managing our energy will make us more productive. So I'm a huge advocate on productivity. Why? Because we all have full lives. It doesn't matter if you are a stay-at-home mom, if you are the big CEO of a multi-billion dollar company, if you, like, whoever you are, we have full lives. We have, you know, I don't like the word busy, but busy lives. Like, we created this. Like, you can say no, right? Your children don't need to do 50 activities. Like, you don't need to say yes to every opportunity. Your life is full because you chose to make it full, right? And at work, we have these demands that are put on us, the pressures and all of these things, but you still have control. I get this feedback all the time. People are saying to me, Heather, you know, I don't have control over a lot of this. I'm like, yes, you do. You just have to put up a boundary. You have to use your voice. You have to speak your truth. And you have to say, hey, I found a more productive way to get more done in less time. Are you open to feedback? You know, this can also help everybody else in your company in this scenarios, obviously, if you're working for somebody else. But the truth is, guys, this is about leadership and taking the lead of your life. Oftentimes when we are the employee in somebody's company, we perceive ourselves not to be leaders, but the truth is you are. You are a leader in your life. Yes, of course, it's easier if you have flexibility of your own schedule, like myself, but there are still times where, you know, I don't have control over some of the things that I'm doing. But it's really not about controlling your time and saying, I want to take a week off, or, you know, I don't want to work today. That's not what energetic time management is about. Energetic time management is about how you want to feel in your life. Because it doesn't matter if you're at work 40, 60, 8 hours a week, or 10 hours a week, you do not need to kill yourself to create the life that you desire. I'm going to repeat that. You do not need to kill yourself in order to create the life that you desire. I was at an event a couple of weeks ago, and a young entrepreneur was talking. And I think she has a few different franchises, like one franchise, but different locations. And she closed her talk with, kill yourself doing something you love. And I was like, no, do not kill yourself. But I think I just have a personal connection to this because I literally almost died, you know, taking that advice, kill yourself doing something you love, which is, you know, being a mom. I love being a mom, 99% of the time, and doing the work that I do in the world and making a difference in your life. But I'm not willing anymore to kill myself doing this, because if I kill myself doing this, meaning I'm making choices that are not in alignment with how I want to feel in my life, and my body is literally going to deteriorate, my health and well-being is going to deteriorate, this is not in alignment with the life that I want to live, because I want to live a full, vibrant life. You get my gist of what I'm talking about? So energetic time management is reevaluating, what do I want in my life? How do I want to feel? Identifying my energy leaks, planning it out, and taking action. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about this, guys. But if you're interested, I'm also doing a workshop. It's $300. I'm also giving you a payment plan. I'm going to coach you through this process. I will tell you right now, this is something that I've never offered before, and I don't know if I will offer it again. But the reason why I am offering it is because I know this is a big issue for a lot of people, a big struggle for a lot of women. And it's live, so it's not a, you know, do it at your own pace. This is going to be live. It's September 9th from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If this is something you're interested in, head on over to momisincontrol.com/time. Mom, M-O-M, is, I-S, in, I-N, control, control.com/time. More information there, you can register. Once you register, you gain all that information. So what is energetic time management? Well, step one, you have to get clear on what you want in your life, okay? Why do I say this? I say this because too often I see people focused on what they don't want. I say, what do you want in your life? I don't want to be angry. I don't want to be tired. I don't want to be broke. Awesome. What do you want, right? The energy gets heavy in our life. It gets very static when you're constantly surrounding yourself or fueling yourself with low vibrating energy, meaning you're eating shit food. It's a low vibrating energy. You are not going to feel highly energetic and motivated when, you know, your meal plan consists of McDonald's, Wendy's, Starbucks, and I don't freaking know, Burger King, right? Fast food, processed food, shit food, non-real food is going to drastically lower your vibration, especially if you are a highly sensitive individual who, you know, has these beautiful gifts that they can give back to the world, but they're just not honoring their energy. So what do you want in your life? Honor, give yourself permission. I want to wake up feeling fully energized. I want to have lots of one-on-one time with my children. I want to feel really connected to my husband. I want to travel more. I want to go into work and feel respected and heard and, you know, not like I'm losing my shit all the time. Like, what do you want in your life? I want to open my bank account. I want to feel abundant. I want to buy a new car. I want to move. I want to buy new clothes. I want to feel really good in my body. I want to feel strong and fit. I want to run a marathon. I want to become a yoga teacher. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want to do with your children? What do you want to do with your partner? What do you want to do in general? What do you want? If you don't know what you want, focus on step one. Step two, get clear on how you want to feel. I just kind of gave it away a little bit. Like, I want to feel energized. But while you're saying what you want, why do you want those things, right? Why do you want those things? You want those things because you want to feel a certain way. A lot of people got into business because they thought it was going to give them freedom, whether it was financial freedom or whether it was time freedom or, you know, energetic freedom. But what they're not realizing is in order to create those systems and strategies in your business and in your lifestyle, you have to implement, you have to take action and get clarity on how it is that you want to feel in your life. And if you want to feel spacious, connected, alive, strong, but your actions are not in alignment with that, like your daily schedule isn't giving you little drops of like hope that allow you to move forward, then you're never going to get what you want because you're constantly staying in this loop of I can't have what I want, right? Those unconscious beliefs are going to take over. So like I said, step one, get clear on what you want. Step two, get clear on how you want to feel. Step three, identify your energy leaks. Holy crap, people. I don't have time. I don't have time for this. I guarantee you, like the fact that you just said, I don't have time for this. How long did that take you? 10 seconds? I don't have time. No, maybe 3-5 seconds. That's an energy leak. How many times a day are you complaining about your life instead of doing something about it? Like taking that minute or two to write something on your Facebook status could be an energy leak. Is it life enhancing? That's what you ask yourself. When you're identifying your energy leaks, ask yourself, is it life enhancing? Finding yourself scrolling on social media, is it life enhancing? The answer is no, then don't do it. I don't care if you just need to chill. I don't care if you want to be updated on everybody else. Is this action getting you closer or further away from your goals? Simple as that. Closer or further away from your goals. Other energy leaks are people. I'm a huge advocate for, you know, becoming a leader in your life and teaching people how to take back control of their own lives instead of doing the work for them. This could be children, friends, colleagues, partners, employees, but sometimes we're doing so much for other people, not realizing that it's a huge energy leak in our life. And we need to start saying, hey, I totally understand that you want me to do this for you. I don't really have the time or energy right now. Are you open to me teaching you? And if they say no, then you're like, okay, cool. Let me know when you're ready to learn how to solve your own problems. Of course, you don't need to say it as bold as that, but it's, hey, I have a resource for you. I can't do this for you right now. My plate is full. Energy leaks. Energy leaks are all around you guys. Like the way that you set up your schedule, game changer, right? How is your energy flowing throughout your week? Is it all over chaos or is it kind of batched where you're like, okay, Monday I'm doing this, Tuesday I'm doing this. It's progress, not perfection, right? We need to learn this process and implement it. But where are you identifying your energy leaks and how are they making an impact in how you show up every single day? And then the step four, I just kind of gave it away a little bit. You got to plan it out. One of my favorite resources is the Passion Planner and a journal, just like pen and paper. You do not need to go out and buy another journal because you already have 50 that you haven't used in your closet. Just pull one of those out. Just pull some blank paper out and start writing. A journal and your Passion Planner, game changers when you are planning out your life. Again, this is something that I'm going to be teaching you in the Energetic Time Management Workshop when you check out momisincontrol.com/time. And then step five, are you ready for this? Drum roll. That's my sad drum roll. You have to take action. Action. I always say action is where the magic happens. It's so nice. I remember when I used to plan and I'd be like, okay, I got to think of this plan. And I'd plan it all out. And then I'd plan it again. And then I'd plan it again. And I'd plan it again. And I'd sit there and I was so frustrated. And I'm like, why isn't this working? Why isn't anything happen? Because I wasn't taking action. Ha! Seems so simple, right? I wasn't taking action. If you're not taking action, shit ain't going to happen in your life. So sometimes when I'm frustrated about something or I feel overwhelmed, I ask myself, have you taken action on this task? And if the answer is no, then I immediately say, what can I do to start creating momentum? It might be something as little as, oh crap, I haven't worked out in a while. and I feel like crap. Well, I don't need to like jump up and go to the gym, but maybe I can go for a little short walk, something to start creating momentum. Now, guys, I understand when you take action, all your resistance is going to come up. Everything that's been holding you back from doing this work is going to come up. I highly, highly, highly suggest that you get outside support. This is not a pitch to myself. You do not need to work with me. You do not need to join my workshop. But what I'm telling you is we're not living individual lives. We are born to live in a sense of community and connection. And those who believe that they can do everything themselves constantly fail and wonder why they fail. And the reason why they fail is because we're, as human species, we're not governed this way. Culturally, we've been conditioned that we need to do this by ourselves individually. So the second you ask for help, right? That book, Art of Asking, by Amanda Palmer, amazing book. We need to ask. Ask for what you need. Hey, guys, I'm so overwhelmed. I don't understand this. Can you give me some support to help me in the next direction? That's it. So take action. Ask for help. Find it. Get a mentor, get a coach, get support that you need, somebody outside of yourself that is not emotionally attached to what you're currently working on. So that's it, guys. So just a little heads up about the time workshop, excuse me. The energetic time management workshop. I'm going to show you how to increase your energy levels by identifying your energy leaks and creating solutions to avoid them in the future. I'm also going to show you how to create a weekly and daily schedule that leaves you feeling more energized than you've ever had without changing your career or sending your kids off to grandma's house. I'm also going to show you how to discover why saying I don't have enough time is an excuse that you've been using to keep yourself safe from taking your life and your business and all aspects of your being to the next level. And I'm just going to give you a very, very kind of bold warning right now that this workshop is intimate, it's action-based, and space is going to be very limited due to the attention that I will be giving you. A recording of the training will be provided. There's absolutely no refunds. And this is all about you showing up. So if you are busy right now and this is something that is a priority for you, how can you create space in your life to make it happen? So thank you guys so much for listening. Energetic time management. It is so, so, so important. How are you showing up in your life to manage your energy? What is in alignment with what you want? What specific action steps do you need to take to make your life feel, F-E-E-L, feel the way that you want it to feel. You are so worthy. And remember, your desire was put in you to be expressed. So listen, take action, and make shit happen.
anything could happen, 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 anything could happen.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/lifequiz. It takes you 2 minutes, and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/lifequiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also, on the inside, show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/life, L-I-F-E, quiz.